Every week, we bring you some of the best sounds from across the planet. Well, this afternoon, we're going to start in dramatic fashion. Get ready to headbang, because this is Ritva Neru. Finnish bagpipes, nickel harper, soprano sax, and lots more plugged into the circuitry. Ritva Neru, a relatively new band whose sound has been coined folk metal party music. Immortal Tradition is their debut album, giving dance tunes from the 1800s more than a 21st century zhuzh. It's out now on Beef's Factory. Well, welcome to Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. Coming up on the programme today, for those of you who are fans of Grupo Fantasma and Brownout, joining me down the line from his home in Texas is Adrian Quesada, one of the guys behind those raucous, full-fat Latino grooves. And he's going to be talking about his latest project, Boleros Psicodélicos. Plus, we pay tribute to a great man of music, Shiv Kumar Sharma, Santur Maestro, who passed away just a few weeks ago. But Let's continue with some of the new releases hitting the decks this summer. The opening tune may not have been the ideal accompaniment to afternoon tea, but this one I think might well be. It's a love song called Flani Konari from Mali's Vieux Faka Touré, son of the mighty Ali Faka Touré. And it's the single from his album Les Racines. The album is due to be released on World Circuit on the 10th of June. Chéri, 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 kangai, ambarase. Chéri, 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 kangai, ambarase.
I wonder about it,
The ever-effervescent Madalitso Band, a name and sound that belies the fact that they are just a duo who started life on the streets of Malawi. Mwaza is yet another delightful tune from their album Muzakayike on Bongo Joe Records, due out in June. They've got lots of gigs lined up across the UK this summer to time with the album release, so go online and check out when they'll be appearing at a venue near you. Now, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be hooking up with Adrian Quesada from his home in Austin, Texas, to talk about his new album and all things psychedelic. But before we do, I've got a couple more tracks for you. The second one is from Iran's Marjan Vadat. But this first track is from a five-piece collective called Wema, who have pooled their adventures with global sounds to create a whole new smorgasbord to dip into, whether it's the dance floor that's calling to you or a bit of solitary chill-out bliss. Wema is the London trio Penya, New York City's producer Fote, and Tanzanian multi-instrumentalist Mzafiri Zawoze, who some of you might remember from the Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage at WOMAD about 5 years ago, when Mzafiri was one of the artists to join me and Keris Matthews on stage for our Sunday morning brunch show. Well, anyway, Wema is also the name of their debut album that came out yesterday on K7 Records. And this is the title track. Wema, by the way, are on tour right now. They've got four more gigs to go, starting on the 1st in Bristol and ending next Saturday on the 4th at the Hootenanny in Brixton, London. It could be a fun way to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee weekend. Wema. Dunia, Wema, Dunia, Wema, Dunia. One half of the Vadat sisters we've come to love here at Radio 3, Marjan Vadat. Our Garden is Alone on KKV Records is her third solo album, and it's a masterful collection of 10 tracks. Recorded during the lockdown, Marjan laid down her vocals and then each of the members of the ensemble added their bit to it, with the ingenious Norwegian pianist Bugge Wesseltoft weaving all of the filaments together to produce this poetic and haunting album. This is Music Planet. I'm Lapa Katari. If you've just tuned in, a very warm welcome. You're just in time to meet our guest this afternoon. It's Adrian Quesada, who's joining me down the wire from his home in Austin, Texas, a part of the States where the music scene totally plugs into the vibe of its Mexican neighbours. Adrian, it's great to have you on the programme. Good morning, I believe.
Good morning, that's correct.
I hope it's not too early for you.
No, I'm up early. I'm a family man.
Adrian, before we get down to talking about your new album, Boleros Psicodélicos, I thought we'd play one of the singles from it. It's called Mentiras con Cariño. Would you do the honours and just give us a quick intro into it?
Yeah, this is Mentiras con Cariño, the first single off Boleros Psicodélicos, and it features Ile, a fantastic artist, singer, composer from Puerto Rico.
Sin palabras, ni viste venir, me fuera por la puerta. Quisiste que llorara de rodillas, dispuesta ante ti, arrastrada en tu orilla. Te olvidas que yo me he acompañado siempre. No espero encontrar nadie que me contente. Felicidad, la porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme. Mentiras con cariño. Querer se convirtió en lo opuesto. Tu oleaje fatal buscaba destruirme y pude escapar sin llegar a hundirme. Te olvidas que yo me he acompañado siempre. No espero encontrar nadie que me contente, pues mi felicidad la llevo ya conmigo, porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme. Mentiras con cariño. Quiero algo verdadero. Es lo único que pido.
Mentiras con Cariño, featuring the smoky voice of Puerto Rico's Ile, from my guest today, Adrian Quesada. Adrian, tell me a bit about yourself. You grew up in Texas, is that right? And have you got Mexican origins yourself? Where does the Quesada come from?
Yes, so the name Quesada is originally a Spanish name. My family's immediate roots are in Mexico. I grew up on a border of Texas and Mexico in South Texas. So I grew up going back and forth, you know, half my mom's family was on the Mexican side of the border and my father's family was on the American side of the border. So I spent, you know, most of my life going back and forth. So, yeah, I grew up speaking to, you know, between two languages, two countries, two cultures, really fascinating place to grow up and kind of informed a lot of, you know, my later adult life and also I think it informed a lot of my creative and artistic life as well.
So was it in Mexico or in America that you picked up your guitar for the first time?
Oh, it was in America. You know, to be totally honest, I didn't really appreciate music from the area that I was hearing, you know, from everything from northern Mexico, you know, what they call norteño, to cumbia, to boleros, to all that until I was older because, I mean, I was on the American side watching MTV and listening to Nirvana and Tribe Called Quest. You know, I was listening to what most kids were listening to. That music, Spanish language, various genres were all around me all my life. And I didn't really come to appreciate them, I think, till I was, you know, 18 or 19 years old, a little bit older.
And most recently, you've co-founded this group, Black Pumas. You've won a Grammy. You've got Grammy nominations coming out of your ears. And then you've brought out this album, which is something so different to the sort of full fat rock. Is it that you're still searching for something or that you have so many facets musically?
I mean, honestly, a lot of it is probably a journey, just searching. You know, I always kind of liken something like this album to, it was sort of like making a documentary for me and really kind of an exploration of my own roots, you know, paying tribute to some of my roots, but also learning as well.
So what is the story behind the album Boleros Psicodélicos?
So it was a pandemic record. I definitely, you know, was supposed to be on tour all of 2020 with Black Pumas, and we had our entire year canceled like, everyone else in the world. And I finally just had time to do this. I had always wanted to do an album based on this sound. So this sound was something that I didn't even know existed, you know, and until I heard a song by a band called Los Pasteles Verdes. I was driving in Austin and I heard on one of the Spanish language stations this song. And it sounded like, first of all, like nothing I had ever heard before, but it had elements of, you know, it was psychedelic and it was kind of funky and soulful. It sounded like Wu-Tang Clan was about to start rapping on it. But then the song structure itself and the lyrics and the melody were very much reminiscent of a bolero. And, it, you know, and I grew up listening to boleros, but in this more traditional sense of these beautiful songs that they were done in a very intimate acoustic way, you know, a couple of guitars and a couple of singers, and this was this like electrified, you know, super psychedelic sound that I just didn't know even existed, and it just led me down this path, and I think that sound has informed everything I've done since I heard that. I just love that it happened, that somebody took these traditional songs and updated it with the influence of, you know, everything from popular American psychedelic soul rock and everything. So it just fascinated me. It was a combination of everything I loved.
Esclavo Yabo from Los Pasteles Verdes, a track from the 70s that Adrian Quesada heard on the radio one day that set him off on a digging expedition into the boleros and dance music of old. Adrian, listening to that, it doesn't seem like it's from the 70s, or maybe it's just that we've got so good at replicating this kind of retro sound. It's almost as if it's a record from today.
Yeah, you know, I believe so. And that's what I love about it, is this kind of has a timeless feel to it, you know.
So how did you go about putting the album together? You've got a lot of people collaborating on it.
Yeah, very much so. You know, so like on one hand, because of the pandemic, everybody was home, you know, so I knew that nobody was on tour.
And, yeah, silver lining, so it was, I guess, kinda, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was easy to find people. But then, you know, from a just kind of practical, technical end of things, nobody was wanting to come into the studio. So the whole thing was done remotely. So it was, you know, on one hand, it was a little bit of a blessing. On the other hand, it kind of created a whole headache that you know, that made it hard to finish. But it's, I feel like it's a moment, it captured a moment in time very much for me that I'll never, you know, forget.
Well, the final song we're going to play is the second single that's been released from the album, and it features the Colombian-American crooner Gabriel Garzon Montano, and it's called El Paraguas, which I believe means the umbrella, Adrian?
That's correct. El Paraguas does mean the umbrella. Gabriel is an artist I've been a fan of forever, and I didn't think he honestly would be wanting to be a part of it. He's kind of a musical chameleon, and you know, so he was really into it, and then he kind of went MIA for a little bit, and you know, and I was kind of trying to stay on top of him and just make sure he wasn't gonna disappear on me, but he, you know, just opened up one day and was like, I need the concept, like, lyrically to really do this, and it's not coming to me. So I was giving him his space, and then out of nowhere he called me one day and said his father used to make these drawings or paintings of a man with an umbrella, and it was raining underneath the umbrella.
Oh.
And he's like, that's my concept. So that, yeah, he ran with that imagery, and that's why it's called El Paraguas.
Esta tarde vi llover, el paraguas que cargo rega mi vida de inquietud. Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo este paraguas, agua no deja de
caen gotitas, saladas y dulces a la vez.
Y hoy dejaré el paraguas doblado.
Me deja el juicio anulado
y siento que me voy a enloquecer.
Que en cuanto me protege, este paraguas me enciega al sol. No me permite contemplar ni los atardeceres, ni el cielo en todo su esplendor.
Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo este paraguas, agua no deja de caer. Quisiera saber dónde está mi querer. Bajo de mi paraguas, agua no deja de
El Paraguas, featuring Gabriel Garzon Montano from the album Boleros Psicodélicos, the latest release from my guest on the programme today, Adrian Quesada. And the album Boleros Psicodélicos will be released on Atto Records on the 3rd of June. And so let's turn our attention back to these shores and the Umphacs, who are currently in the middle of their UK tour with their 11-piece band. Well, tonight they're at the Delawarr Pavilion in Bexhill. Tomorrow it's the London Palladium. And they have many, many, many more dates and venues right up until the 29th of August for the grand finale at the Cottingham Folk Festival. Well, the song I'm going to play is The Flight of the Curlew, and it's from a special new compilation album called Simmerdim Curlew Sounds, curated by folk singer Merlin Driver. And it's been released by the RSPB in aid of that very special and sadly endangered bird, the curlew. Rachel and Becky and Thank in perfect harmony, as always. Well, here's another wondrously smooth piece of music. It's from an album called Nachtmusik, and it really is music of the night. Károly Cserepes is a Hungarian multi-instrumentalist producer, lover of electronic gadgetry, and deeply into the old folk traditions of the past. Well, for Nachtmusik, he's taken archival recordings of singers, courtesy of the Zoltán Kálos Foundation in Romania and Budapest's Institute of Musicology, and he's mixed them into wonderfully floaty tunes that are cinematic and dreamy, and all of them seem to evoke that time in an evening when romance flickers in the shadows.
Thank you.
I am so determined. The title of that piece of music, constructed around a 1963 recording of the Romanian singer Josef Bola. The album Nacht Music from Károly Cserepes is well worth a listen. Well, I've got one final track for you before I bid you farewell this afternoon. Next week on Music Planet, we'll be celebrating a 21st birthday, as talking to me from Australia will be David Bridie, the founder of the award-winning label One Top Music that marks its 21st year of helping Pacific First Nations musicians share and promote their artistry with the world. This is the label that brought us Frank Yama and so many other wonderful voices. Do join me then if you can. But playing us out today is Shiv Kumar Sharma, who we pay tribute to as this week's classic artist. He died at his home in Mumbai on the 10th of May, aged 84. Shiv Kumar Sharma was the foremost santur player, the hammered dulcimer. His father started teaching him vocals and tabla when he was just five, but having done a bit of research, he told his son to take up the santur, which was traditionally a folk instrument, and become the first person to play Indian classical music on it. It was an inspired piece of advice because Shiv Kumar Sharma became the foremost santur player in India and brought this instrument into a whole new realm of music. Well, I am so pleased that I got to see the maestro perform several times. But it's the first time that I heard him that still gives me goosebumps. It was when I was working in Mumbai in the 90s. I'd gone to the Prithvi Theatre in Juhu, run by Sanjana Kapoor of the Kapoor acting dynasty. Well, every year, Zakir Hussain would perform a concert in memory of Sanjana's mother, Jennifer Kendall, sister of Penelope Kendall from another acting dynasty. Well, that year, he had asked Shiv Kumar Sharma to play with him. And for what must have been nearly 4 hours, they played as if it was just the two of them in the room sharing their love of music with each other. So the very next day, I went out and bought this album. It's called Hypnotic Santur, and it has been one of my go-to albums ever since. So, here is the late, great Shiv Kumar Sharma and Dogri Folk Tune. I'll see you next week.
the late, great Shiv Kumar Sharma. And Music Planet is back next week. Loppa speaks to David Bridie, the founder of the Australian record label One Top Music. Opera on Three marks the death of Sir Harrison Birtwistle with a performance of his epic opera Gawain. Sir John Tomlinson is the Green Knight and Lee Melrose is Gawain. The BBC Symphony Orchestra and the BBC Singers are conducted by Martin Brabbins. You can hear that in Opera on Three tonight at 6:30. Now, though, time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashler, and on the show today, I'm joined by one of the UK's most inspiring pianists, the fabulous Zoe Rahman and her trio, playing live in the J to Z studio. Here they are, opening the show with Sweet Jasmine.